This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. 10th of December, the new short story collection from George Saunders has gotten rapturous reviews since it debuted in January. The New York Times Magazine famously declared it the best book you'll read this year. Well, if you're thinking that sounds a trifle overblown, Gary Turner from Mount Lebanon is here to tell you you're wrong.
It's not exactly stream of consciousness the way he writes, but the way he gets inside a character's head, and he'll do multiple characters in one story. It's enthralling.
It lives up to the hype?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think there's 12 stories in the book. You know, some are better than others. The title story is awesome. That's the last story in the anthology. The first story is killer also. The way he captures the voice of these teenage kids, and you really don't know. You know what you want the character to do, and you got no idea whether they're going to do it or not. And it's just great.
It seems a little reductive to say he writes about consumerism and consumer culture, but that's an overriding theme.
Oh, there's a really great story about that. There's a number of them, actually, where people are test subjects, and they've got some kind of transmitter implant that releases different chemicals and hormones into their system, and they go through all these tests. That it's really a 1984 kind of a thing.
And he's one of these writers that gets a lot of credit for kind of mainstreaming science fictional devices into kind of literary fiction.
In that particular story, exactly that. And there's a number of other ones that's more or less present.
So do you read a lot of novels?
Mostly fiction. I'm a big fan of John Irving, his earlier work more so than now. He tends to create these characters that you just love, and then he does something awful to them. And I don't know if Robertson Davies was his mentor, but he's written, I've read three trilogies that he's written. The Deptford trilogy, the Salterton trilogy, and the Cornish trilogy. And his writing is just stellar. I recommend that to anybody who likes good fiction.
What's a good jumping off point?
The Cornish trilogy is the most recent, and it's probably the most, I don't know if I'd say it's the most accessible, but it's the most modern. There's not a lot of sex. There's not a lot of car chases. Nothing blows up. But it's just amazing writing.
And should these be consumed as a package, or do they stand alone pretty well individually?
I think they stand alone really well. I picked up the middle book of, I think, the Cornish trilogy, and didn't even realize it was part of a trilogy, but I liked it so well. Then I went and read the other two novels and then read the other two trilogies.
Are you the kind of reader that likes to dig into a series and really kind of immerse in a fictional world over a long period?
Yeah. Sometimes, although I got to admit, I have my guilty pleasures, and one of those was Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And so I bought the first four books of that, and the first three were just, man, you can't stop reading them.
Yeah.
But the fourth one was like,
I know what you mean, yeah.
I'll tell you something interesting that I read. I also like Hunter Thompson a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the last couple of summers, I've become really fond of watching the Tour de France.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever watched the Tour de France,
oh, yeah.
But you know, there's the two main announcers, Phil and
Paul.
But Bob Rohl is like the color guy.
Right.
And in Googling him, I found that he'd written two books, and one is called Bobkey, and the other one is Bobkey 2. He seems kind of like a goofball when you see him on TV. He's a really good writer. He's got a great sense of humor, but it's kind of like Hunter Thompson in that he does that gonzo kind of thing where he just puts whatever out there and sees what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Thompson?
I got to say Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail. That limo ride with Nixon, where all he was allowed to talk about was football.
Well, Gary, thanks so much for coming in today.
Well, it was a real pleasure and an honor.
Gary Turner lives in Mount Lebanon. He got in touch via Twitter. You're invited to do the same. Tell us what's on your reading list at Booksburg. You'll find more Speaking Volumes online in the iTunes store and at WESA.FM. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.